All right, welcome back. It's June 2nd, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. And come on, that hot take that Chelsea are fully justified in asking £120 million for Enzo Fernandez? That's the single dumbest take I've heard all transfer window, full stop. Enzo Fernandez for £120 million? Chelsea are actually taking the piss here, right?
Wait, no, hold on. That's not fair if you actually look at his underlying numbers this season, yeah? I mean, he's still one of the highest volume progressive passers in the Prem. That fee isn't that out of line if you compare it to recent midfield transfers, right?
Oh, piss off with your underlying numbers. I've seen this movie before with Chelsea, mate. I still remember them trying to offload Kepa for $70 million a few years back, like no one watched him flub every other penalty that season. Big club energy from them thinking they can recoup every penny they overspent on a player who spent half his tenure looking like he'd rather be back at Benfica. What's next? You gonna tell me Cucurella's worth $30 million too?
Alright, fine. Fair dig on Kepa. But come on, you're telling me you don't rate Koneda's a good pickup? Reports out of China? The latest from yesterday? Say his Liverpool contract's up at the end of the month. He's available for free. Alonso wants mentality monsters. That's a no-brainer. Also, for what it's worth, I got a source at Carrington saying United were sniffing around him too before they blew all their budget on a right back.
Your source at Carrington is your mate who works in the club shop selling Fred replica shirts. Mate, spare me the inside info. Wait, hang on a second. Alonso gets actual manager say now, not head coach? So he's not going to get sacked if they lose 3 on the bounce in August. Come on, it is one of those weirdly tense football mornings where everybody is refreshing their phone waiting for Chelsea news, and all I can think is their owners go through managers faster than I go through pints on a Saturday. That's a massive red flag to me, no matter what his title is.
Look, that's the old Chelsea, all right? Their ownership have given him a 3-year deal with no break clause. That's unheard of for them. Their transfer strategy makes sense, right? One CB, one versatile forward like Rodgers. No massive overhaul because they're banned from Europe next season. I mean, it's like finally patching the hole in your roof 3 years after you first spotted water dripping through the ceiling. It's exactly the kind of low-risk rebuild they should have done 3 years ago, for Christ's sake.
Low risk my arse. They're going to flog Enzo for 120 meters, blow half of it on Rodgers, who's only played half a season of good football for Villa, finish 8th again, sack Alonso by Christmas. I'll bet you 50 quid right now that if they sell Enzo, they don't make top 4 next season. If I lose, I'll wear a full Chelsea home kit to our next live show. If you lose, you have to delete that fake Carrington source Twitter account you run. Deal? That's all for today's episode of AIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.